betting, you keep thinking you want to win the next one, you want to win the next one, you want to win the next one. Anybody that's out there that thinks betting is about calculation, that person is going to lose a lot. The loss will always overweigh your win. I almost killed myself, guy. Somebody that has not seen a million in his account before has a debt of 4.something million on his head.
Hello and welcome to the Gadlet Podcast. I would like you to know that on this podcast, it's our goal to keep listeners informed about what happens across border, how fame works, migration, ways to deal with addiction, investment, the gospel, and a bunch of other stuff. We get guests we feel are best qualified for the topic based on their life experiences. Words of warning: part of our episode might be tough to hear because guests share experiences that listeners might consider extreme, like migration, jail experiences, coming out from an addiction, having to run from the law, adaptation, investment tips, and success secrets. So if you're not interested in these topics, you might have to skip this podcast.
Back to the Gadlet Podcast. Welcome back. I am so happy. One very interesting thing is the fact that you guys that are listening to this podcast now would see this as probably a podcast I dropped 3 weeks after the previous ones. But for me, it's been like four or five months since I recorded at all. And this is crazy. But like the interesting part of it is I'm coming back with a banger. You guys know when I take this kind of breaks, when I come back, the podcast is going to be fire, because whatever will make me pick my phone to record again, I have to give you guys something worth your while. And today, I'm actually doing something out of the sketch of the podcast. I'm taking it back to what we started. You know, we started out interviewing people based on like different other things like addiction and the rest. So on this episode, I'm having a very interesting recording with someone, and he's going to be anonymous because of the content of this episode. And as you have seen on the title, this episode is about sports betting, gambling, and like coming out from it. So I have a guest on the podcast, and before the podcast is going to be anonymous. Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yeah, just before we start, can you tell us briefly about yourself?
Okay. I'm 28-year-old. I'm a chartered accountant. Obviously, I studied accounting in the University of Fountain University of Shebu, to be precise. I have MSc in accounting also. I'm chartered accountant. I work at office of at Alausa Ikeja, Lagos.
Based on the episode of the podcast and the content of today, I want to ask, how did sport betting, how did it start for you? How did like gambling in general, how did it start for you?
Okay, when I was in uni, my friends, they introduced it to me. They were like, why don't you join betting? Why don't you start betting? Something like that. So I was like, no, I don't want to start now because I have limited cash with me. You get, I was like, after school, after service, I'll start. And my friends that time, they will bet and they will lose. And my background, like a mathematician, I was like, these people, they don't know how to work probability. They don't know how to table these things and calculate what to bet and how to win. So I was so in my head that I thought when I start, I was going to win. And all. So around 2017, when I finished serving, I was like, yeah, let me go into this thing fully. Because, you know, now, after I finished service, that time when you submit CV, most of these companies will not quickly call you, and when they call you, they'll give you one stupid penny like that. So I was like, okay, let me go into betting fully. So that's how I started. And when I even started that time, I was even winning a lot, because that time I was actually going fully into it. I was calculating, I was looking at matches, I was So it was actually a good start.
Wow, wow, that's so cool. I would also like to know, what were like the high moments for you in the whole sport betting? What were like the best times, the high moments? You have mentioned one, which was like when you first started, but I wanted to like get specifics.
Since it relates to betting, the high moments will always be when you win now, when you win bets. You get, I think my highest moment was when I won my first bet, and that was around like, I think 8,000 to win like 60-something K or something. That was my first win, and that was like my fifth bet. That time I was like, okay, my friends, they've been betting and they've not won up to this. That is my fifth or sixth bet, and I'm winning up to 60-something thousand. I think that was my highest moment. That was what geared me into continuous betting, to addictive betting. Let me say it like that.
Wow. Wow, that's actually very cool. 60-something K. Yeah. That is so, that's so sick. If not me, I would not just retire. Like, I would just come out and say I beat the game.
No, but wow. That's not how betting goes. Betting, you keep thinking you want to win the next one, you want to win the next one, you want to win the next one. That's betting.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us, after like winning that, like what was like your best win since you started betting?
My highest win, I think it was 168K. That's been my highest win.
Wow. Man, yeah. You are living the life.
That's the... You don't know, guy. Don't worry, let's continue now. I'll tell you the lows now. Nah, don't worry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So tell us, what do you enjoy most about like betting? Apart from the winning aspect, what does it do to you? What do you enjoy most about the whole betting as a team?
What I enjoy most? My best moments. You know when you pick games now? Up to like 10, 11, 12 games on a slip. Let me give you for example now. Maybe you pick over 1.5. Like the team scores 2 goals and above in the match. Let me pick over 1.5. And yeah, in the first half, the team does it. Maybe like for the first 20 minutes, the team does that. You take that game away from the slip. That is always part of my best moments. Because it's like what you pick, they've done it very, very early. Because there was even one time, I think I wanted to use like 2,000 to win up to like 500. I picked up to like 20 games. And 18 out of the 20 games did what I said they should do, first half. So it was now remaining 2 games. Those 2 games, they dragged the over 1.5 till 90th minute, scoring only one goal each. They didn't score apart from that again. I was like, but those 18 games, you know now, when they do everything first half, you mark. It's all smiling. You are friendly to everybody. Nobody knows what is making you happy. You get.
I swear. Like, I was telling someone about my betting experience. I think I've shared it with you too now.
Yeah.
I started at some point and I used to hear how one game would cost people's ticket and stuff like that. I was so sure of myself. I was like, hey. Like, the way I would calculate these things, I'll pick the safest teams. I'll just use the most money and stuff. And I played a game. And out of, like, 6 games, sport, and one game went. I think it was at that point that I just knew. Like, I just knew that this was not my team. I think it was God telling me, you see, this is not your calling at all. Like, I probably lost one. And got everything. I was like, wow, I just need to be better a bit and stuff like that. Wow.
Yeah.
So when it comes to betting, apart from winning, what else do you enjoy about?
Okay, yeah, I can say part of it is actually discussing what to pick with people. I have a friend like that now at Ibute now. You know him. We discuss about it a lot. You sit down, you think. Most of the time, we even pick the same thing. So when the game starts, if we are not together, we are on call. We are discussing the game. We are watching it live. If it's not with me, then we are on call, video call, watching the game together, discussing, thinking of what to pick next. I know they play live too. Betting too goes there as live. So we can even change. We can even quickly pick another game online. So that's another thing that it goes with. It makes you even understand ball. Like me now, I was not somebody that even knew much about football, apart from video game. But betting made me know clubs, the players they have, players' prowess, And I even started watching matches. So those are the good side of betting, Sha. Sports betting, to precise.
Especially on this Turkish league. Yeah, you guys do.
You get to entrance Frankfurt. All those teams, I don't know where they did before. And I bet it made me know them.
Yeah, so at what point did you start thinking about stopping bets? At what point did it occur to you, you know what, should I stop this stuff?
A lot of points. You know, this pain, okay. when you pick up to like 20, 25 games and one spoil it, your next thought process is, I need to stop this thing. This is unfair. You even start thinking that maybe one person is doing you the Nigerian way. Now you get that somebody is sucking up your luck. That what kind of thing is this? I've thought about it a lot, but the next match day, I'll always go back.
Wow. So what were your lowest points at like betting? Like, what was your lowest point?
When I had to borrow to bet. That's my lowest. That's even the lowest point anybody can get to betting. When you have to borrow, it means you've exhausted your own personal asset on betting. Now you are now borrowing other people's assets to bet. That's the lowest point. And it doesn't end well. Once you start borrowing to bet, it doesn't end well.
Wow. Wow. That's really, really, really like deep. Like deep. But and no shit. And I'm saying this on the podcast, and I'm not saying this because you are here, but like normally you are one of like the smartest people I know of like my circle. And if you did not tell me this, I would never have suspected it, because I felt like someone like you would like always have those kind of things in control, because you're like all those guys that are always good in like the most. You are living like a lot of people's dream. I remember the first time I like got to know you was when you told me like you are preparing for exam and you have not read. And I was like, okay. I was like, hey, you can see freestyle it now. And like, no, it's ICAN exam. I was like, wow. That kind of thing. And for those that don't know, ICAN, it's Institute of Chartered Accountants in Nigeria. So I was like, wow, this young guy preparing for ICAN. Like, you get that kind of stuff. So I'm shocked to find out that how did you think like betting? Do you think it's something that people can outsmart the game? Do you think like there's still a way to outsmart the game and stuff like that?
Okay, now let me just tell you something about betting. Anybody that's out there that thinks betting is about calculation, that person is going to lose a lot. There are scammers out there that will say it's permutation, you do this, you do that, you do this. That's not betting. No matter the betting, whether it's sports betting, whether it's real life betting, betting has to do with luck. It has to do with luck, because these same people you are betting on, they don't know your father. They don't know maybe you bet on them or not. You are betting on probabilities concerning something that has happened in the past. You are using the past to decide what is going to happen in the present, which is you are trying to play God. That's exactly what you're trying to do. So there is nothing like betting is calculation. If you think betting is calculation, you are going to lose. You are going to lose and continue to lose. You might win at times, but your loss will always overweigh your wins. If it's about calculation, I can assure you I will have been stinking rich by now. But betting is by luck. And one thing about people that bet is, if you are the kind that you like money, so I won't lie to you, I like money. So this drive of money is what made me addicted. You get, when you win some and lose some, and the ratio of your win is more than your loss, at a particular time, you think, okay, you are on top of the world, you can continue betting. So when you now start losing, you won't even look at the accumulation of the loss. You look at the win that you won in the past. You feel, okay, you can still win now. You can still win now. You can still win now. You can still win. You get me that I won 60 something K, my fifth bet. 10 bets in a row, I lost. And that was 2K. 20,000 gone like that out of the 50 something that I won. You get? So like that, you keep accumulating loss. I'm not saying there are some people that are not winning. But at the end of the day, the loss will always overweigh your win. Nobody can tell me otherwise. I've been in this for 5 years. Some people have been there for more than that too, but the loss I've accumulated for 5 years, I know. I have ample experience to talk about it. Betting, no.
Wow. That's really, really crazy. How long did it like take you to stop, to actually stop? From the point where you started contemplating it, how long did it take you to stop?
What made me stop totally was not actually me thinking to stop. It was a drastic event that made me stop. If that thing didn't happen, till now, I would still be betting. That's why I said, once you start, it's just like a cult, it's an addiction. Once you start, something has to happen for you to stop. Is it that something drastic or maybe a responsibility that sets in that will make you actually open your eyes and see betting as a minus to your life? You can't just decide to stop betting and you stop. Like one of my friends usually say, once a better, always a better. If you say you want to stop and you say you stop, nothing happened and you just stop by yourself, believe me, the next match day, you convince yourself to just play maybe one or two games. Something must happen for you to stop. You can't just decide to stop betting like that. It's not possible. It's an addiction. It's just like drugs. You can't see a drug addict say they just stop. No. Something has to happen. Is it that maybe the thing is life-threatening or something? That's how betting is. You can't just... So it's something that happened that made me stop.
Wow. Would you like to share it with us? What happened? What the incident that actually got you to stop the act?
Yeah, I don't mind. If this podcast is going to help somebody to stop, I don't mind sharing it. So this is what happened. You know, I said the lowest point for somebody that bets is when you start borrowing money to bet, right? Yeah. I got to that lowest point. Yeah. I actually swam in the lowest point. I don't know if that's the correct English past tense for swim. But I actually stayed in that lowest point for a whole year. What I mean by that is, after borrowing from people, I started borrowing from loan apps. So this debt started accumulating. I was using this person's money to pay the other person, using this loan app to pay this one loan app. And mind you, I was still betting in the background. So I was losing money on the sporting site, and I was losing more money by using this, loan app A's money to pay loan app B, and I was still settling people. You know, loan apps, when you pay, you can collect higher money now.
Yeah.
With higher interest. So I was sinking into that lowest point. I was sinking. I was sick for a whole year. 2021 is not, it was not a good year for me. It's 2021, a year I'll keep telling my grandchildren, my great grandchildren, all my offsprings. I'm going to tell them about 2021. 2021, it was a very bad year. Very, very bad year. So like I was saying, when it got to the end, was when I was now suicidal. I was thinking of just taking my life and leaving the responsibilities to people still alive. Because you know, when you want to collect loan from these loan apps now, you have to put next of kin. So I was using all my contacts as next of kin. All my contacts as next of kin. If I use two next of kin on this loan app, I'll use another two on another loan app. So I was like, they should just call those people when I die. They will call them to pay. Because I think I accumulated up to like total debt too. I accumulated up to like 4 something million in debt. Me that I'm not working yet too. That's one thing that betting does. It will take away your sense of reasoning. You will not even think about any other thing than to bet and win money. I was not submitting any CV again. My ICAN was just as still there. I didn't further it. I didn't just do any other thing than just betting. I didn't create any relationship with anybody. I didn't have any girlfriend. I didn't have any major friend that I worked with. The only thing I did was bet, come go to one arcade at Ibute, play game, bet, go home, sleep, bet, eat. So I was not even doing any other thing. So as I was saying, see betting there, that betting, what it made me do, I almost killed myself, guy. I almost killed myself. It showed in my psyche. As in, what saved me was my mom. That day, she just saw me. Because I was waiting for them to leave home that day. Mind your sister, to know the person with the old debt. No, if you get money to say if the rent house outside.
Yeah.
Waiting do me. So I was waiting for them to go to work that day. I swear to you, if they had left home that day and my mom didn't turn back to talk to me, I will not be talking to you today. I swear to God, I will not be talking to you today. I was with a knife beside me, guy, ready to kill myself. Because somebody that has not seen a million in his account before has a debt of 4 point something million on his head. Guy, that was too much for me. I wanted to kill myself. So I'm part of the lucky ones. So as I was saying, my mom came back. She was like, what's wrong with you? I didn't answer. She said I should stand up. I didn't want to stand up because I didn't want to show the knife. She was like, stand up. She dragged me up. That's when the knife fell. She was like, hey, what's this? My mom didn't go to work that day. That was the day. I didn't know firstborn now. They always this secretive. All this way they happen to me. They don't know. I will just come out. The good things I find work, go. Come back for night. Go sleep. No greet anybody. Early morning, I'll greet them. They don't come out, go work. Me, I will just day. You get. So that day, that's the day she knew everything. She was like, 4 million. And they are both civil servants, my mom and my dad. So for them to save me, to take 4 million out of their more hand, my mom paid 3, my dad paid 1. For them to take 4 million out of their hand, civil servants, to help me pay the debt. Guy, throughout that day, my mom didn't go to work. I was on the floor crying. Till the next morning, I slept on that floor crying because I know I betrayed them. They paid that money. I know loan up, no be one money now. Did they pay them? One by like 30,000, 100,000, 120, 90. Did they pay her one by one? Mom said they pay her, tear the drop for her. See, if they tell her and say, nah, child, do that kind of thing, she won't believe. If they are told her that it was me that did that kind of thing, she won't believe. As soon as they send, go private school, come out with second class upper. I'm at professional level, almost one more paper for me to pass. I can say, nah, I ain't do that kind of thing. She not gonna believe. She was crying. So when they paid it off, guy, it was like I was reborn. Guy, betting do me. If this podcast can help anybody, I pray it does. Because betting, I was suicidal, guy. And you know when you are desperate, you know go bet with sense. You go they bet, go they jump bet, go they bet like 100 odd, 1,000 odd, with 100 now, with 1,000. Say you want quick win the money, pay the debt once. It was just accumulating. It was accumulating. 4 point something million. That's besides the amount that I actually lost in Beto. That one is debt. It's just debt. The amount that I lost in sports betting itself, that one, if I calculate, if that one went up to 5 million throughout the 5 years, what I don't spend on top of the betting. Yeah. Imagine 9 million. Within 5 years, say person gain 9 million within 5 years. You know the kind of lavish way you go lavish. Betting is not a good venture. It's not something to venture in. It will ruin you if you start it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I would love to know, how did you feel like after the stop? Like, how did you feel? Like, have you felt ever since till this point?
I take every day. Every day after that day, because I think they paid the debt totally by last 20 December 25th on Christmas Day 2021. That's when they paid the old debt. That's when the debt finished. So it was on the Christmas Day. That's when it finished. I didn't get myself until New Year. That's January 1. I kept crying each day from that 25th to 31st. I cried each day. As in, I was lying down on the floor in front of my mom's room. That's where I stayed every day till January 1st. That's the day that my mom even talked to me, because she would just climb over me and just go to the kitchen and cook, come back, sit down. I'll just be there. Because she was so disappointed. It was that January 1st that she uttered her first word to me since that 25th. It's from that day, from that January 1st, I took every day as if it was a gift. Because I know I told you now, I almost killed myself. So I've been living like that since then till now. Every day, I take every day as a gift. I've never looked back since then. See, anything concerning betting, I've never looked back. Every day, because every day now seems like addition. You know, when I bet that time, I usually lose money. So every day looks like I saved money. So it looks like an addition, and I've acquired a lot. I focused on my ICAN. I'm chartered now. I've actually used my money service time that I started betting. I've actually used my own personal hard-earned money to get something for myself. Because it's that January that I actually started working. See, when you put your brain down and start to reason and start to think of things, things will start falling your way, and you put prayer. Because betting itself will not make you even pray, because you'll be superstitious. You won't actually pray for anything else than you should win bet. So, guy, a lot of things have changed, though. I'm now working. You know, I just got an iPhone now. Even though when I got the iPhone now, I'm feeling it, because it's the small money that I'm earning in work that I used to buy it. So I got a PS4. I got a lot of games. Me that I like game. I got it myself. I got a TV. Furnished my room. I got the fridge. Guy, everything I buy now is just like, so I can buy this. Because, you know, with borrowing money now, when I borrow money to pay another app, I borrow money from a loan app to pay another app, the money is just like in my account. I'm not seeing the cash. So it's inflow and outflow immediately. So I don't think within that 5 years, 200,000 has stayed in my account for more than 2 days before. But since that January, I've seen up to 700,000 stay in my account for a whole week. That I was just looking at it like this, without touching it, before I actually use it to buy something for myself. So I've been feeling very good right now. It's just like I traveled. The burden has been lifted, guy. No betting,
Wow. Wow. That's so... Guy, if you see the way I get goosebumps right now, guy. Guy. Wow. Omo, guy, God really saved you.
I'm one of the lucky ones, bro. That's why I keep saying it. I'm one of the lucky ones.
So, one other thing I would like to ask. I don't know if this is necessary for me to ask, because I think I kind of know the answer. But, since you stopped, have you ever been, tempted to try it at any point? Go back at any point?
Me, personally, I will never be tempted again, because I know what it cost me. It almost cost me my life. But people that don't know this story, because you are one of my guys, and you are the only one. I'm actually telling this. That is life-threatening situation that I told you about. Yeah. But most of my guys, I don't know, they actually tried to cajole me to resume betting now. Because we know you don't tell everybody your past. And you don't tell everybody your past. So yeah, most of them try to cajole me. They'll be like, test me with bets now. Why do you do like this? Now you always ginger us that time. See me with bets. Like they always give us game, and if they come sometime, me will bet, get that kind of thing. I even have one friend like that. I even told me one day, he was like, listen, I have a feeling you are going to win this thing. This particular match that is coming. One Saturday, he was like, listen, carry this one. He go win. If no carry, you give me game. Say you give me game. I was like, anything that make me pick game for you, I go carry the game. Say forget. Say make her the watch. Now I even watch games. I watch matches with free mind. No, that time, I'm a backup fan. But that time, I always get team where they support for each match because I carry them. But now, I can watch other matches with peace of mind. If this person score, I can actually say, okay, that goal was nice. You know, be like that time, say, if Arsenal and Chelsea play now, make I carry Chelsea to win first half, make Arsenal score. No matter how sweet the goal is, I will never admit that the goal was actually a goal. I would think it's. I would be praying that it's offside. I will be praying that it's something you get. So I will never be tempted. That's the answer.
Wow. Well, so we're about to wrap up now, but this comes like the hottest part of the podcast. Is where, because the people that will be listening to this podcast will be people probably currently stuck in it. So I want you now to talk to them. For someone to listen to this podcast at this point, when I post it online, most of it's going to be people inquisitive, people that want to know if this can, people that are about to try it, or people that are done with it already. So I want you to talk to them
Okay.
about it. Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be like in, let me say, in three phases. The first phase is people that have not started. Second is people that have actually started and are either winning or losing. And the third is people that actually want to quit. Now, for people that have not started, please don't start. Please, I'm begging you, don't start. You might think there's no cash flow now, that you think, okay, betting is going to solve it, that there will be inflow of money when you start betting and start winning. I promise you, there is cash flow presently, because zero level is still better than level, it's still better than minus level. Level zero is still better than minus level. Because right now, it's not like my debt has been cleared. I see all my parents, that amount. Though I've been paying it monthly. I've been paying a token monthly, and I'm going to cover it. I've sworn to myself I'm going to cover, I'm going to pay the whole of that debt. Right now, I'm still in minus level with everything that I've acquired. If I sell it, it's not up to 2 million. So I'm still in minus level, even though I'm free, because it's not on my neck. So zero level is still better than minus level. Though I'm free now, but it's still going to haunt me because all this money I'm paying back now. Imagine if I didn't have any debt. Yeah, I go they live on my own. I go don't marry. Right now, I cannot think of marriage because I have that much debt on my head. I'm not living alone yet. You get? So I cannot think of anything that will increase my expense like this. It's something that will bring in money I'm going to be thinking of. So that thing has drawn me back a lot. So for people that have not started, please don't start. Now, for the ones that have started, that are winning, either winning or losing, Twiley, sure for you, but please think about stopping it, minimize it. Even if now only one match day per week, you won't take you start to the stopper. Please reduce it to one match day per week, maybe better than only Saturday. So you stop thinking about it because look for another addiction. Look for something else to occupy it. Please reduce it to the extent that you're able to stop it, whether you are winning or losing. Now, for the people that have started and are losing, see, go and check your betting history. Check how much you've actually put in the sporting, the site, or if you are even going to, if you are going to the shops to bet, try and reminisce. Think of how much you've spent, and now think of what you've actually won. If the ratio is 5 to 1, that means five for investment, then 1 for winning. If the ratio is 5 to 1 upward, and you still think about betting, if the ratio is 5 investments and 1 to winning, and you still think about betting, please stop, because you're on your way to everlasting hell. See, I have to be blunt here because I know I have the experience. I have the experience. Guy, I almost killed myself. So I know what I'm saying. Now, for those that want to quit, I can help you. The first thing you do, is firstly, any mechanism you are using to bet, maybe you are using your ATM to put money online, or you are going straight to betting shop, all those things, just first stop it. That place that the betting shop is, stop going to that street or the anywhere near there. Stop. If you have a friend there, tell the friend that you can no longer come there. Then if it's online, your ATM details, first delete it from the site. First delete it. If possible, that ATM, break it, throw it away. It's not so, you see, it might sound funny, but I know what I'm saying. Everything that you are using to bet, first stop it. Now the second step is look for another addiction. Look for something else that is fun. Look for something else that is fun. Look for people to talk to. Look, create relationships, because that's the most important thing. Not be by the money itself. Now, people you meet, people you liars with, people will go up for future. Not be by betting. No, betting no go. See, another thing is, don't plan your life on your winnings. Okay, you want to acquire something. Don't bet. Don't think, okay, the money I win by betting this, I used to get this. You won't. Is that thing that will buy you? You will not buy that thing. You will continue betting. You won't get that thing. Because what even made me start betting was I wanted to buy PS4 and I didn't want to collect the money from my parents that time. So this teenager type of thinking. Now, because if they buy them for you, they feed the season. So I think say maybe betting will give me the money. Now we think make me start betting that say, okay, I won't buy PS4. So make I bet. The time that I won 168, that time, that 168, I used almost 160 something, maybe 162 to pay debt. The mini money that like 5,000 something for my hand. That 5,000 something, I use and bet again, they chop them. So don't be saying I use that 168, I use and live life. No, there was debt on my neck that time. So if you actually want to stop, all the process that you're using, all the process that you're going through before you actually press bet, stop it. Whether na ATM they use pull money or you get on particular time for Saturdays or Sunday where they sit down with your phone, they check fixtures. Stop that habit. Stop everything that relates to betting first. Stop thinking about matches in the first place. Okay, they talk about Man U or this. Change the topic. Please. Please, just all of that. No, just bet. These betting sites, they are making millions from our misery. And we are here. We are miserable. If this person will win 2 million now, just know. Just know. Saying don't waste 5 million. That's it, that 2 million. 1.5 inside and you won't use and settle debts. He don't borrow that. He show me. But nobody will tell me any. Nobody will tell me otherwise. See, if I continue to go on about this thing, guy, we go there for hours. So let me just stop there. Now, is you yourself, I'm talking to the listeners now, is you yourself that know what this betting is going to do to you? For people who won't stop, is you yourself that know what is already causing? And you know what the tendency, what it can cause in the future? So you know how to stop it. I don't need to even tell you much. You want to stop it, though, you would know how to stop it. But people will be say they don't still believe it at the talk. Say, na Elijah, they win. Say, it's over there. Say, na me no sabi bet. Please carry on. But I know, say, I don't know if you understand this in Yoruba. A lot of law. Aboshimabo. What goes around, you see, later still come around. If you don't get transport fare now, boy, go come around. See that thing that will make you stop, you go still stop. She be not betting. Thank you, God, Liz.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. Subscribe to our show on any of your podcast streaming platforms and get a notification from us anytime we release our episodes. The Galut Podcast is hosted by Michael David. If you enjoyed this episode, do us a favor by rating and reviewing this podcast.